they're a really good team right now. And, you know, Devin Booker's playing. The first quarter he had was tremendous. You know, I've known P.J. Tucker since he was in college, and he's a really, really good player. Hits some big shots and does a great job defensively. So, you know, they have toughness. And Bledsoe really pressuring the ball. You know, so that's just they're a tough team to play. And particularly after George went out, which was unfortunate. I think he's got 16 or 18 stitches. You know, I thought we held the line. You know. And just continued to battle defensively, and it was a tough, you know, contested game, and really every pass, every play, and you know that's a credit to both teams just playing hard and being determined.
Neto came in and played some surprising backup minutes for you guys.
How did surprising?
Just because you probably figured you'd have George Hill for part of the game,
okay.
Right?
I thought you meant the way he played, because he played good.
That's what I was going to ask, is how do you think he played? And then, in general, what do you want from your backup point guards?
Well, I think it was surprising, because George, although for us, not surprising, because, you know, we get somebody back and they get hurt. So, in George's case, that allowed Raul to, and Raul played really before George. You know, we decided to use Raul to spell Shelvin there even before we knew George was out, actually. We weren't sure if George was going to come back, and I thought he responded really well. You know, I think the thing for Raul is, you know, he started at point for us for, you know, two-thirds of the season, and his teammates have a lot of confidence in him. But that said, that's a tough situation just to get thrown into, and I agree, Andy, I was very impressed with how he handled it. And the poise with which he played, and in a game that's probably about as difficult a game to be thrown into as a point guard as you could find, because you know Bledsoe's so good guarding the ball, and Ulis is too. I mean, Ulis was a college defensive player of the year last year, I think, or should have been if he wasn't.
After the first quarter, Booker, had you do anything different to shut him down the rest of the game?
Well, I mean, we just tried to continue to not make it easy for him, and he can make tough shots. He plays like a veteran player, you know, with young legs and with like an exuberance. It's an interesting combination, because he's really smart in how he plays, particularly without the ball. That's just an unusual. It's a skill set, and. And then you add that to obviously the skills, as skilled as he is, and he's got toughness too. I mean, he people are trying to take things away from him constantly. He's a focal point for every defense, and for him to be able to come out and do what he did says a lot about him as a player. And you're throwing a lot of people at him. You're trying to get it out of his hands. You're doing everything you can, and that's a credit to. You know, to how well he played early on. He just carried him. I think he had 18 first quarter points. So, you know, a lot of the shots he was hitting, you tip your hat and try not to overreact, because sometimes you're doing everything you can and he just makes a tough shot.